Lightning Bets coming up in just a couple of moments. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, thanks for hanging out. What is this, a Thursday already? I've lost track of days. It's our first full week that we've had in quite some time. Next week will not be a full week with, of course, Labor Day, but we've got college football action tonight. And also, of course, MLB action, just like every day. Swing big on your next MLB parlay. Use this parlay boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. So check it all out over at BetMGM. So we didn't have time to address it during our segment with Shope, but we asked, because you love asking the fantasy guys, all right, how many drafts, how many leagues? Because I don't know how they keep up with it. And many will say, well, there's best ball, meaning you draft these best ball teams and then you don't touch it the rest of the year. So there isn't that upkeep, but I don't know how they do it. What was the response when you asked Shope how many drafts he's done?
300.
Like, and I'm trying to, like, how does that happen? How do you do that? You didn't start a year ago where you're doing like almost one a day. So especially over the last couple of months, you have this pace where you're doing how many drafts per day? It's amazing. Unless you just kind of hang around for the first few rounds, then you let it auto draft based on your rankings after that. I don't know.
I am not looking to add any more fantasy leagues. If anything, I've tried to cut down. I used to be about four. And then last year I had it down to three. And then the guy running the league, this is like a way back league that we've been doing for 10 years. Well, the guy running the league and the guy who came in second last year, they're very close friends. Blew up. You're rigging this. You're cheating me. So these guys aren't even friends anymore. So that league is gone, which is sad, but I'm also happy that I don't have to monitor a third team anymore. So I'm down to two. And honestly, I could do without one of those two. If I could get down to just one fantasy league, that would be great. You and I have friends or people that we know, maybe not friends, maybe people we know, that like to write eight mock drafts around the NFL draft. And then they're able to, oh, well, in 3.0, I had that. And in 5.0, I had that. No. Same people that fill out five brackets every March. No, I do one mock draft or one bracket. I would love to get to one fantasy league. I just don't think it's going to happen this year.
The amount of enemies that you have is endless. Like when you have a lead up like you just had there, like with your half smile, knowing you're just going to bust toss somebody in a split second. Like there's a moment in time where like all these names, these faces go through my brain. I'm like, I wonder who he's going to attack right now. I did not know it was going to be the people that do 18 mock drafts.
I don't like those people. I don't like, especially when you give me a new mock draft every 3 days
and you start. What about a Bears mock draft? What about an eight round Bears?
April? No, we don't need eight mock drafts. We don't need eight versions of your mock draft, believe it or not. Don't get me started on wedding photos either, Joe. I'm in a good mood right now. I'm in a good mood.
That happened on Monday. And well, besides the fact, if you're going to do a mock draft on a specific team, well, don't you have to do the entire NFL draft? Because what if that second round, third round, well, there's chances these guys aren't even there. No, they're there. They're there in my mock draft. I'm only going to pick for this specific team.
I love too when it's like, oh, in my fifth mock draft, I made a huge trade at the top of the draft. Stop.
Yeah, but that didn't happen. It's probably not going to happen either.
Of course not, but it's all about clicks. More drafts, more mocks, more clicks. Shope did say that Davis Maddock, who I've never talked to, I know who he is. I guess they share a lot of notes together on fantasy. So if you think 300 is high on Mike Shope fantasy entries, Shope said Davis Maddock has over 3,000.
Like how many that does not sound enjoyable to me at all, which is why I quit all my fantasy leagues. It was at 4 or 5 in that range that you were talking about. I'm like, this has become a chore and I don't like it anymore. So I just like, I'm done. I'm out. I'd rather just do props and stuff like that, or just do DFS, do it when I have time, when I feel like it, instead of being tied into it. But it's funny. The more and more people I talk to, they're like, yeah, I'm dying to get out of this league, but you know, these idiots from high school, I've been doing it for 20 years. It's like, nobody's left. I want to leave, but how do I do it? I bet you there's a lot of people in the same kind of vein where it's like a, you know, breakup with a long-term maybe girlfriend or whatever, where people are dying to get out, but they don't want to be the one.
Our high school league died 10 years ago because guys just stopped filling out their lineups. So that was an easy wipeout. I only have the two though. And the one draft is tonight. I think I pick 5th or 6th. It'll be fun. I'll manage it, but I've whittled that fantasy list down. I mean, it used to be 4, and then I've gotten it down to 2, and if the other one drops out, I will not shed a tear.
Yeah, so I was asking Shope about some fantasy drafts. Like, if I'm going to do one, let's make it worth everybody's while. And he told me, yeah, he's like, there's this FFPC site that I'm really into. I'm looking at it. They got tournaments that have $1 million payouts. I'm like, ooh, all right. Do I jump in here?
That's the caveat. He's not in 300 fantasy leagues with like other people. He's doing fantasy contests. And it's a little bit different. I mean, the line in the sand has moved. It used to be you had to be in a league with your friends or your coworkers. Now you can do it on the internet with strangers. And that's been the big elevation of the fantasy platform.
Yep, for sure. All right, lightning bets for today. Sam, is USF making the card?
No, I don't want to do that. I'll probably bet it, though, by myself. But for the show purposes, I will not be giving out the worst of the number on USF. I will reiterate what I said earlier, though. Vegas Rick and the guys, they like Stony Brook tonight, +19.5. You can only hear this on BetSweats. You cannot hear this on any other show. Stony Brook, +19.5. They're at San Diego State late tonight.
19.5 everywhere. Everywhere now. So we still have not had that move on Stony Brook. All right, I'm gonna have to get roped into that one. All right, so who are we giving the credit to when Texas Ohio State goes over the total of 47.5? Because you've now convinced me, but you're saying that you were convinced by Felder. Like, whose bet is this?
I just jumped in with Felder. I was thinking over because, you know, every meeting I've been on in the last 2 weeks and every piece of content that I've consumed is under in the game. I'm not even talking wise guys. I'm talking wise guys, square guys, content people. It's all under. Everything's under. Mm-hmm. Nobody's betting the over in this game, or at least hasn't yet. Wink, wink. 47.5 is a good number. It's a good buy point.
Yep. All right. Well, I asked that question because I'm probably jumping in on it. No, I'm not probably. I am. I'm betting Texas, Ohio State. It makes too much sense what you're saying with all the high-powered offensive talent that you're going to have on the field in that game. Looking forward to that one. One of the two teams that we previewed today, we did Ravens and we did Bills. And the one season-long prop that I kept coming back to, James Cook, under 8.5 rushing touchdowns. What tipped it in for me is when Mike Shope was talking about his snap count, how it was less than 50%. And yes, he was due to have a blow-up season when it comes to rushing touchdowns because it went 2. And then it went 2 again, and it just wasn't making sense in as part of this great offense. And it wasn't he's the bell cow. Yes, the back that's out there the most, but he's not even out there half the time. Gets the contract. That number's going to come down. He's been super healthy in his first 3 years. Not saying he's going to get injured, but it's still football. little regression there. Under 8.5 rushing touchdowns for James Cook this season. Let's go to Paul and Jake. Paul first, what you got?
So I'll just repeat the San Jose State Mountain West bet. I believe best number might be plus 900 or plus 950 at this point. But it's still a buy point for me on both of those. Just think it's they have a pretty good path to the championship game. And then you got to get through Boise. So we'll see. And then one, going to wheel two Georgia teams together this weekend. Georgia Tech, money line out at Colorado. Some turnover there, obviously. A lot of talent leaving. So that is minus 190 tied to Georgia Southern at Fresno State. That line is flipped from Georgia Southern +2.5 to Georgia Southern -1.5. So Fresno a dog in their home opener after getting trucked by Kansas. So tie those two together, Georgia Tech, Georgia Southern money lines. That is plus 165.
And I did look this up quickly. Mm-hmm. San Jose State, Alabama. You can't do it at MGM. One book is giving you 42-1. Another book is giving you 56-1. That's Bama to win the conference and San Jose State to win the conference.
All right, Jakey, getaway day. About half the teams in play today. What are you thinking?
Still have home runs that I want to wheel with awards. So still going to do that. Roman Anthony, I can't believe they're still lining at better than 4-1. He's been unbelievable lately. And Cade Povich is definitely a pitcher that exists, no doubt about that. I also like Christian Walker today. He's been on fire, 3 home runs in his last 6 games. And the Astros fixed Carlos Correa. Kyle Freeland stinks. I'm going to go with Correa as well. I'm going to put all of those with CMC. You could get 69-1 nice, 88-1 for Correa and Roman Anthony. Let's rock.
We're still doing 69 nice.
Right there. It's a bit at this point.
Still doing that. Yes,
it's a bit that becomes unironically part of your life.
Thank you, Jake. Tomorrow we react to everything tonight in college football. We'll preview the weekend. Make sure that you're with us as well right here. Bet Sweats, 9 a.m. Eastern on the network.